You're still listening to Italieco, the only bilingual Italian-American show in New England. I'm your host, Viviana Dragani, streaming at WNTN.com. Check out my bilingual YouTube channel, Viviana Dragani, host of Italieco, for more entertainment. Today, I am very proud to host a music artist directly from Nigeria. Her name is Ine Aju, a proud native of Cross River State, Nigeria, and a child of the vibrant 90s, currently resides in Lagos, where she has cultivated her identity as a musician, songwriter, and actress. Music for her transcends being just an art form. It's the very essence of her being, the best thing that has ever happened to her. Her appreciation spans across genres, making her a versatile artist with a profound love for the diversity that music offers. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So, first up, tell us a bit about yourself and what first got you into music.
So my name is Ine, and a music lover. Music is my life. My dad used to play a lot of good music like reggae, hip-hop, dancehall, R&B, virtually all the genres when I was growing up. And that was where the love for music actually started from. And then when I became a teenager, I was just singing somewhere outside my house, and a guy heard me singing. I was miming other people's songs, and he was like, "You have a great voice. Can you come help me do something in the studio?" And I'm like, "Okay, I haven't done this before, but yeah, I love music, so I can try." And he was like, "Cool." And then he took me to the studio. I did what he wanted me to do for him. I took a listen and it sounded good, so good at that time. And I was like, wow, if I can do this for someone, then why can't I do it for myself? I should take music professionally. And that was where it all started.
Thank you. Any particular bands or music artists you took inspiration from?
Like I said, my dad used to play virtually all the genres of music, but he played more of dance hall. So like there was no particular person. I listened to different people and different things inspired me.
Wonderful. And how would you describe your musical style?
I would say it's a little bit of everything. It's a little bit of everything. A little bit of Afrobeat, a little bit of R&B, a little bit of dancehall. It's a feel-good kind of vibe. It's a motivational kind of vibe sometimes. It's a party kind of vibe sometimes. So I'll say it's a little bit of everything.
Great. And now tell us about your new projects coming out in 2024.
Okay. So in 2024, I'm focusing more on really marketing Tomorrow, which was a single that I dropped late last year. It hasn't reached the audience that I would want it to reach yet. So I'm focusing more on putting Tomorrow like massively out there. And once that's done, an EP is what I'll be working on next. A couple of collaborations here and there. So that's it for me for 2024. I'm not dropping an album in 2024. I don't think so, but an EP is for sure.
Terrific. And how does the new project represent your style?
How does a new project represent my style?
Right.
Yeah, because the sounds are different. I am not doing just dance hall. I am not doing just Afrobeat. My style is a little bit of everything. So this project will have a little bit of everything. So that's representing my style already.
Thank you so much. And if you could collaborate with any living artist, who would it be?
This is a tough question because I have a couple of artists that I love so much. I love their songs and I would love to work with them. So I can't say just the name because the list is so long. I can mention a few if that's okay.
Yeah.
I really would love to work with Rihanna. Beyoncé is such a huge inspiration. I love Christopher Martins. He's a Jamaican. I don't know if you know him. Busy Signal. I love to work with him. I love to work with Chris Brown. The list is so long. Honestly, if I start now, we're not going to stop. So yeah, let's leave it there.
Thank you. And last question for you. So today we will be playing your single Tomorrow. What is this song about?
Tomorrow is a song that is from the depth of my heart. Like, it was like I was writing my own story in that song. Like, I was writing about myself, because where I am coming from, there is absolutely nothing. I wasn't that kid that had the best toys, you know, traveled for vacation all the time. Like, where I'm coming from, there was absolutely nothing. But I kept pushing, I kept grinding, hoping that my tomorrow will be a lot better than where I am coming from, will be a lot better than my yesterday. So that was me saying in that song that if you are from a place, if you are from a place where there is absolutely nothing, you shouldn't give up. You should keep pushing. You can be a nobody and work so hard and become a football superstar. You could become the richest person in the world just by working hard and praying hard. I am from the gutters, but now I'm a superstar just because I worked hard and I prayed hard. So you shouldn't give up. You should do the same. And as for people who are already rich, don't treat people who are trying to rise badly, because you are in a position that is higher than them, because tomorrow they might be the ones that you might need the most. So you should treat people fairly, treat people right, no matter, regardless of their position.
That's an awesome message. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And guys, now stay tuned, because we're going to play Tomorrow.